Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD or seasonal depression, hits the hardest during fall and winter. We know that people are more susceptible to seasonal depression when the leaves turn, but apparently the why is still up for debate.
I know there's been some research in the past few years that has kind of started to call into question some of the things we thought we knew about SAD, in particular that connection between sunlight.
I'm Brian Fisher, and this is The Daily J. Seasonal depression is a term we hear yearly when fall and winter begin to hit. The days get shorter and the temperature dips and many people's moods worsen. But it is important to know that seasonal affective disorder is not just your run-of-the-mill winter blues.
Very commonly mixed up with something that people kind of usually refer to as like the winter blues, right? Which that's also a real thing. That's not a diagnosis and not necessarily a clinical thing. People in the winter have feeling a little down or slightly sad. Whereas seasonal affective disorder is, you know, it's not a separate depression diagnosis on its own, but it is a subtype of depression. And when it gets to that point where we're, you know, calling it seasonal affective disorder, that really means that it's beginning to significantly impair functioning in one or more major areas of life, like school, relationships, work.
That was Dr. David Schwartz, a clinical psychologist at Oakland University. And as he says, seasonal affective disorder is very much depression that can significantly impact how people function. But what is it about the change in seasons that leads to this particular subvariant? The next voice you will hear is of Dr. Molly Gabriel Champagne, a clinical psychologist for McLaren Health. And she claims it has a lot to do with the change in routine.
That we see people will blame it kind of on the gloomy weather when a lot of times it's for things similar to way we treat depression and things we might naturally do to treat depression, we stop doing during the winter months, such as going outside, exercising, seeing friends and family quite as much. And so if you're kind of getting up, going into work, coming home, going to sleep, or just kind of laying around the house, you might not be doing the things that you would do during the summer that would otherwise treat your depression.
As the days get shorter, you're less likely to have the motivation or time to treat your depression properly. And according to Dr. Lasonia Barlow, a clinical psychologist for the Detroit Medical Center, the further you are from the equator, the easier it is for the people susceptible to depression to become depressed.
Typically, people who live further from the equator, because we don't have as much sunshine as people who have like the more sunnier states, but typically it is more common in women than men. So that's important to be aware of. And typical, the onset is between the ages of 18 and 30 years old. So typically, if you're further from the equator, like in Michigan, where we're not having the sunshine, we're typically more susceptible to it.
So what is it about sunlight? Why is the sun so important to routines, moods, and cases of seasonal depression? Well, Dr. Champagne says that how our brains interpret light has an impact.
It seems odd, but actually having bright light hit our eyes tells our brain that it's daylight out. And so it means get up, get active, get moving. But also setting that time of this is when I wake up, this is when I'm supposed to be alert, tells your brain, well, okay, so it's 7 a.m. now. That means you have X amount of hours until you should start winding down to get sleep. And so really looking at kind of cementing that circadian rhythm for your brain, as well as it does, it just makes you feel more alert, makes you feel kind of a little brighter out there. Certainly while people may not experience full blown, you know, major depressive disorder, everybody can kind of tell you, oh, it's a beautiful day out. I had a great day because it was so, you know, the sun was out. It was beautiful versus those days that are kind of just dark and gloomy. And light can artificially do that for you sometimes.
Sunlight has been a focal point for years when people consider what causes seasonal depression. But apparently, sunlight as the root cause has been up for debate in more recent years. Here's Dr. Schwartz again.
Like many things in my field, in the field of psychology and psychiatry, we're still scratching the surface in all this. And I know there's been some research in the past few years that have kind of started to call into question some of the things we thought we knew about SED, in particular that connection between sunlight. Because on one hand, there's been lots of studies to show that these light therapy boxes help. The studies on vitamin D have actually been rather mixed, that some of them have shown that they can help in similar ways that the light therapy does. Some studies have not shown that as clear. I think it was 2016, there was a very big study that was a pretty well done study that actually really started to call it into question, because they actually did not find any connection between the latitude in terms of light and depression levels. And I take that with a big grain of salt, because that was contrary to a lot of the previous studies. But it certainly called it into question and made us think, okay, we need to do a little more research on this and try and understand it better.
How do you treat this subvariant of depression then? It turns out pretty much like most cases of depression, medication, therapy, routine, but there is one extra thing recommended to replicate that big glowing orb in the sky. Here's Dr. Barlow once more.
I often say, even though it's maybe gloomy and we don't have the sunshine, I still get out, still enjoy the weather, and still engage with family activities, enjoy our seasons, because we do have seasons here in Michigan, but why not enjoy them? But if it's something that is a continuous problem and it's affecting your daily functioning, definitely seek help, professional help for those symptoms.
And what kind of treatments can you do to help treat those symptoms?
Well, typically psychotherapy is the number one treatment. Often recommend light therapy, which is something you can purchase and kind of put in your house and kind of get the vitamin D from that. And also medication is also another option for treatment.
Light therapy is something that all three of the clinical psychologists I spoke to recommended, despite those recent questions surrounding the impact the sun had on people's seasonal depression. Why is that?
There's kind of mixed research out there with regards to things like light therapy. Some people find it hugely effective, but for other people, they don't find it effective at all. And the research behind it is pretty mixed, mainly because the light boxes that people will go out and purchase are not regulated in the same way that medications are regulated. And so there's very wide varieties out on the market. And some of them are therapeutic and some of them are not. And again, it's only kind of this smaller chunk of the population that is affected strongly by the light. But certainly light therapy doesn't have a lot of negative side effects. So if you think that you're one of those people that do find themselves feeling more depressed during the winter time, especially if you're not getting a lot of light like we do in Michigan, you can try it without there having a lot of negative side effects necessarily. But just know that kind of the regulation isn't there. The market isn't regulated the same way that medications are.
As Dr. Champagne says, regardless of whether or not the light boxes help all that much, they cannot hurt to try. And part of that is because despite seasonal depression being a subvariant, it is still depression. And even if the causes are different sometimes, the treatment is often the same. Here's Dr. Schwartz one final time.
You know, a lot of my treatment is going to look very much the same, because a lot of the treatment for depression is the same. When we do cognitive behavioral therapy, there's the same techniques that we use, very kind of tried and true methods of helping challenge people and change their thinking and help them come up with better coping skills and how they manage it better. But there also might be some differences, like somebody who maybe has more of a, what I would suspect is more of a genetic link with their depression, I might be a little quicker to say, hey, let's get you in to meet with a psychiatrist to do a medication evaluation than somebody who is more situational stress and stressor related depression. So that's just another example of it's kind of a yes and no to your answer to your question, which is a lot of the treatment in the same is going to look the same still, because these are things we know through research that work, even if we don't always know 100% sure how or why they're working. But there might also be some things we tailor to meet that patient's needs based on what's bringing them in and what we think might be causing their particular issues they're coming in for.
While the sun's impact as a cause of seasonal affective disorder is still up in the air, the reality is that it is a very real form of depression. And if you feel as if you are suffering, do not wait to get help, because there are treatments that are effective and there are people that can help you. Thanks to Drs. David Schwartz, Molly Gabriel Champagne, and Lasonia Barlow for lending their expertise to this episode. And as always, this episode wouldn't be possible without WWJ's digital team. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Make sure you don't miss out on episodes of The Daily J by subscribing using the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Brian Fisher, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.